Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we are traveling today. We're going to Europe. And maybe, of course, you've already been there. You've been to England, France, Germany, Belgium, etc. And you're kind of looking for something unique and interesting, a place that you haven't been to before, and a place that maybe none of your friends have gone to before. So you can really turn heads at a party when you can say you've been to Portugal.
Yeah, I've never been there myself. I've been to Europe several times, but have never gone to Portugal. So it would be a new place to go, something new to experience, a different culture. The language, which I always thought was Spanish growing up, and then later on I learned, no, it's Portuguese.
O você fala português? And today we're going to be talking about a trip to Portugal. It's a perfect trip, so let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.If you're looking for the perfect European vacation, Portugal is the ideal place to visit. Located at the southwestern end of Europe, Portugal offers scenic beaches, cosmopolitan city adventures, and beautiful architecture. In addition, the food and wine culture is to die for. It's no surprise that the Portuguese rank as some of the happiest people in the world.The perfect place to start your trip to Portugal is in its capital city, Lisbon. As you enter the city, you'll spot an ancient castle on top of a hill. This is St. George's Castle, one of Lisbon's top tourist attractions. A large part of the castle has crumbled over the years, but some cannons still remain from when it was a military headquarters. Outside in the garden, visitors can soak up the peaceful atmosphere,as they observe geese and peacocks wandering the grounds. Another site in Lisbon that offers a window into Portugal's past is the Mosteiro dos Jerónimos. This 500-year-old monastery was once filled with monks whose main job was to pray that their king lived a long life. When the monks left in 1833, the building was used as a school for orphans. Recently,It's been selected as a UNESCO World Heritage Site as it embodies late Gothic architecture in Portugal. After a day of sightseeing, you'll be ready for something to eat. You should sample Portugal's favorite snack, pastel de nata, which is better known as a Portuguese egg tart. This dessert was created by monks at the Jerónimos Monastery. Back then, monks used egg whites to make detergent for washing clothes.They would then use the leftover egg yolks to bake pastries, which is how this sweet treat came about.
Okay, guys, we're going to be taking a trip for the next couple of lessons. We're going to go to Portugal, which is in Europe. And it says here, if you're looking for the perfect European vacation, Portugal is the ideal place to visit. If something's ideal, it really is...kind of your dream place. And so we're going to be talking about what this particular country has to offer tourists and visitors and why people in Portugal are so darn happy.
Indeed. So, of course, if you go to Portugal, you should have a perfect trip. Of course, that's not guaranteed because there might be a storm or something. Or, you know, like any place, you might run into a rude waiter or something like that.
And could, yeah.
It could ruin your vacation. But for the most part, I think the Portuguese are fine, civilized people, and you should have yourself a good time. Now, if you're looking for the perfect European vacation...or maybe the perfect European destination, Portugal is the ideal place to visit. Okay, so that's a vacation that you want to take, or a holiday, you could also say that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recommending you go to Portugal. Located at the southwestern end of Europe, Portugal offers scenic beaches, cosmopolitan city adventures, and beautiful architecture. So this sentence tells us four things. It says it's located at the southwestern end of Europe. It's on the Iberian Peninsula. It is west of Spain there. It's smaller than Spain, but it's right there. So I guess if you go to Portugal, maybe you could just step over to Spain and have some flan or something while
Most
you're there.
Most people do, yeah.
It sounds like it's a logical thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's at the southwestern end of Europe, and it offers scenic beaches. A beach, of course, is a place with sand where you can go swimming, and it's scenic, which means it looks pretty cool. If you look at it, it's like somethingyou want to take a picture of.
Yeah, you could also say picturesque beaches. Places that almost feel like a postcard just looking at them. They're so pretty, so beautiful. They have cosmopolitan city adventures. If you talk about a cosmopolitan place, you're usually talking about a big city. I think Taipei is very cosmopolitan. There's a lot available here that is found in other countries. Nowadays, we can go to a grocery store and buy a lot of our favorite food from America. I've also noticed they've imported a lot of Japanese food, a lot of Thai food, different things. So a cosmopolitan place just offers a lot of different sites, cultures, things that are familiar and popular in other countries. It's not just one little place and all you can find is their food. So it's a very cosmopolitan city adventure. There are lots of different cities there that you can go check out. And last but not least, Portugal has beautiful architecture. The style, the design of the buildings there is very beautiful and very different from, say, France or Germany.
Yes, so indeed, bring a set of watercolor paints and try to paint those beautiful buildings there. It has quite stunning architecture. So those are the four things that this sentence told us about the location, the beaches, the cities, and the architecture. Now, in addition, the food and wine culture is to die for. So, of course, one of the reasons people travel to Europe is to enjoy the food. You can have Portuguese food and Portuguese wine, and that's a culture, okay? You not only have the food and the wine, but also the culture of going to restaurants and eating multi-course meals and things like that and staying up late and eating those meals and stuff like that and having long lunches too as well. To die for here just means it's just really, really great. I suppose it means it's something you need to have before you die.
Yeah, definitely isn't food that's going to kill you because it's, you know, got poison in it or it just tastes nasty. It's really delicious. So you can use that phrase to die for a lot of things that you really love. But for food, it's especially appropriate because it's just something that you can't believe it's that good. It's to die for. Now, moving on to the next paragraph, we've got the perfect place to start your trip to Portugal is in its capital city, Lisbon. So most countries and states in America have capital cities where the government is located, and it's the chief city usually in that particular country, but not always. I've been surprised to find out that certain cities in different countries are capital cities, and they're not the biggest. They're not the most popular. It happens. But Lisbon, of course, is the biggest city in Portugal, and it's pretty spectacular to visit, according to friends of mine.
And it's pronounced Lisboa in Portuguese. And as you enter the city, you'll spot an ancient castle on top of a hill. So after you land at the airport or arrive at the train station, you will look around and you'll see there's a big hill. And on top of that hill is an ancient castle, a really old castle. This is St. George's Castle, one of Lisbon's top tourist attractions. So just like here in Taipei, where, you know, the Palace Museum or Taipei 101, are the top tourist attractions here in Lisbon. The top tourist attraction, or one of them, is St. George's Castle. Tourist here can be both a noun and an adjective. Here it's being used as an adjective to describe this attraction. An attraction is just a place where tourists go. It attracts them there. And a tourist could also be a noun. Tourists go to tourist attractions.
Yeah, they do. So a large part of the castle has crumbled over the years. If something is crumbling or has crumbled, it's kind of falling apart, breaking apart in small pieces. You can use this for things besides buildings, though. You could use it for, say, a cookie. A cookie will crumble into different pieces, or a potato chip will crumble into small pieces. Here we're using crumble, though, to talk about how it's in the process of just deteriorating until there's nothing left of it. So a lot of historic sites that you'll go to see around the world, they haven't been taken care of, or they're very, very old. You'll see that they're crumbling into just different ruins around the place. But it says here some cannons still remain from when it was a military headquarters. Cannons are those big weapons that you can fire balls from that can fly pretty far and kill people. So it's a large, heavy piece of artillery is what we call it. And we don't use cannons these days, I don't think, in war anymore. We've got other ways to bomb people.
Like a howitzer or something like that. But notice here the word is spelled with two N's, cannon, well, actually three, but two at the beginning there.
Yeah.
Cannons, C-A-N-N-O-N. And some of those cannons are still there. They still remain at that castle when that castle was a military headquarters. Headquarters here has an S on it, so it is a plural noun, but it does refer to the base of some place. Maybe a company has branches in different companies. Or excuse me, a company has different branches in different countries, but the headquarters is in one location.
Yeah, and always put an S on that, guys. You can't say headquarter ever if you're talking about the noun form. Sometimes we'll use it as a verb. They're headquartered in New York City. I worked at the headquarters of a company in Manhattan, and they have other offices and employees around the world, but that's where, you know, their CEO is located and the most important groups were. So always remember, headquarters has an S on it. Outside in the garden, though, visitors can soak up the peaceful atmosphere as they observe geese and peacocks wandering the ground. Sounds nice.
Boy, do I like that. Geese and their loud quacking or whatever.
Yeah, they're kind of loud. Well, so are peacocks. Have you heard a peacock?
Oh, yeah. When they go nuts, they're, wah, wah,
the guys. We had a peacock in a yard where I worked for about 6 months. It was beautiful. It was a guy. It was a male peacock. But, man, were they noisy.
Well, remember, peacocks are the male. Peahens are the females.
Although we rarely do say that, do we?
Not really, no. Actually, a lot of people just think
you call them both peacocks.
For both. Yeah. Cows, I suppose, is the same way. But in any case here, peacocks can be seen wandering the grounds. If you're wandering, it just kind of means you're walking around leisurely and you really have no place to go. They're wandering around. Great. They're getting fed by tourists or whatever. They can eat the grass or whatever.
Yeah, but before then, we've talked about visitors who are soaking up something. If you soak something up, you take it in. When you're washing your dishes, you'll often use a sponge, which will soak in water or soak up water, soak up water, and then you can wash those dishes thoroughly. If you soak something up, though, as a person, we're not really taking in water. We're just taking in something. We're enjoying it. You're kind of immersed in it. You're really having a good time. So you can look at the sights and then check out the noisy geese and peacocks who are wandering the grounds. The grounds there are just the land that surrounds that particular place where you are. And usually grounds. We don't use grounds if it's a tiny place. It's usually a little bigger. Right now, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to the Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今明两天我们要带大家去看看这个位于南欧的葡萄牙 Portugal. 首先来看到第一段的第二个句子提到 Located at the southwestern end of Europe, Portugal offers scenic beaches, cosmopolitan city adventures, and beautiful architecture. 在这里就提到了葡萄牙的特色，首先是呢景色秀丽的海滩 scenic beaches， 还有具有呢这种世界大都会的冒险的旅程 cosmopolitan， 在这里当作形容词，有世界性的国际的意思。像我们说 New York is a very cosmopolitan city， 指的呢就是纽约市是个国际的大都会。除此之外还有 beautiful architecture， 有非常美轮美奂的建筑。那么在第一段的最后一句就提到了 It's no surprise that the Portuguese rank as some of the happiest people in the world。 在句子开头如果我们看到It's no surprise. 再用 that 加子句，就代表呢后面这样的句子呢，它所陈述的内容一点也不令人惊讶。举个例子来说 ，Tom 赢得比赛呢，并不令人惊讶。It's no surprise that Tom should have won the game. 而在这里提到的是 the Portuguese, 这些葡萄牙人啊，他们在全世界最快乐人民的排行榜上是名列前茅。Rank 在这里当作动词，是解释成为排名、排序的意思。 首先呢，第一个我们要进去的就是首都 Lisbon 里斯本这个地方。首先要来看的是 St. George's Castle， 在这里的第二段中间的句子提到 A large part of the castle has crumbled over the years, but some cannons still remain from when it was a military headquarters.在这里提到呢，其实一大部分的城堡呢，经过这几年都已经粉碎破碎了。在这里的 crumble 就是有动词粉碎破碎的意思，不过还是有些 cannons， 有一些炮台呢，它存留了下来，因为当时它是一个 military headquarters， 是一个呢军事的总部。我们讲到 headquarters 就是有总部的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to our lesson for today. We are traveling to the country of Portugal. And before we left off, we were talking about the capital city of Lisbon, or Lisboa, as you would say in Portuguese. And we talked about some of the tourist attractions there. We talked about the main tourist attraction there, St. George's Castle. It's an old military headquarters. Some of the cannons are still there, but it's kind of crumbling, but still it's pretty cool because it's got a peacefulatmosphere that you can soak up. And of course, there are geese and peacocks wandering in the grounds. Isn't that wonderful? Now, another site in Lisbon that offers a window into Portugal's past is the Mosteiro dos Jerónimos. I hope I said that right. That basically means the monasteryOf Jerome, I guess, is a saint or something like that. And it's a monastery there. So this 500-year-old monastery was once filled with monks whose main job was to pray that their king lived a long life. Now, you've got monasteries here in Taiwan. There are Buddhist monasteries in the mountains in various locations in Taiwan. And, of course, people who study religion and kind of separate themselves from the rest of the world and do favors for people and collect money and stuff like that, those are monks, M-O-N-K-S, monks. Heshang, as you say in Chinese, for Buddhist monks, but we use the same word for both Christian monks and Buddhist monks. And then you've also got nuns. Those are the ladies.
And their job, their primary job, or their most important job, was to pray that their king lived a long life. Oh, that would, I guess, take all day just praying for that king. I hope they had a good king they were praying
for. One long prayer there. Probably hurts their knees.
When the monks left in 1833...The building was used as a school for orphans. Sounds like it was put to good use after the monks left. So an orphan, of course, is someone who has lost both parents. Usually they have died or perhaps they were given away. I don't know. It could be a different for all the kids. But anyway...it had been a monastery, and now it was a school, but it's also changed just in the recent past. Recently, it says, it's been selected as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. UNESCO is a foundation that really takes care of really important historical attractions, historical buildings, maybe even a culture or a language can be something that UNESCO wants to promote and protect. They don't want it to disappear because our culture, our history is very important in this world. UNESCO is an agency of the United Nations. It was set up in 1945, and they promote things like information, ideas, culture, especially culture, but that it's been selected as a heritage site, a world heritage site, is a big deal because it means it will be protected and also receive money to help it stay in better shape so it doesn't end up crumbling to the ground like some of these historical buildings we've talked about.
Exactly. And so Lisbon has a UNESCO World Heritage Site. I think the country with most of those UNESCO World Heritage Sites is Italy. I think that's number one. I think Mexico is actually number two. But in any case here, I'm sure Portugal has many other World Heritage Sites there. And it embodies late Gothic architecture in Portugal. So to embody means it kind of shows us this sort of thing. It has it. It contains it. It preserves it.So if you want to check out what late Gothic architecture in Portugal looks like, well, this is the place to go to.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, we use heritage to even talk about our own families, our background. What's your heritage? It's kind of, it's like, where did your family come from? What's the culture that you were brought up in? What's your background? So it's kind of fun to talk about people's heritages. I know that, Tom, you've told me before that your family's Scottish, or they used to be Scottish.
Yeah, my grandfather was from Scotland, and then I have other ancestors from Holland.
Oh, cool, cool.
So that's my heritage, I guess. You're German and English.
German
or
and Irish, more Irish than English.
Yeah, Americans are all pretty much mixed up, but in any case,
we call ourselves mutts or mongrels, where you're mixed blood, you're not purebred. Neither of us are from royal lineage.
Yeah, no. I don't speak any Dutch or any Gaelic or anything like that, but in any case here, yes, indeed. This is a World Heritage Site because it embodies or contains late Gothic architecture. Now, after a day of sightseeing, you'll be ready for something to eat.
Yeah.
Sightseeing means you're going out and seeing the sights, checking things out, walking around, stopping at this museum, going to this church or whatever. You've got your camera and you're taking selfies of you in front of a fountain or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably posting it to Facebook right at the very moment there. So you are sightseeing, and so you're going to get kind of hungry, kind of tired.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you're going to want to get something to eat and sample some of Portugal's delicacies.
When I see this word sample, guys, I always think of the grocery stores here, the larger ones where they have lots of employees who have set up at the end of an aisle and they want you to taste something or drink something. They want you to sample something. We can use sample as a verb or as a noun. They're both correct. It gives you a little bit of a taste of something. You don't have to use it literally to talk about food or drink. You can actually use it to talk about an experience that you sampled something and got a taste of what something was like. And it doesn't have to be food, like I said.
Indeed. And, of course, you may have had these in Taipei. They're actually quite popular. There was a big craze of Portuguese egg tarts about, what, 10 years ago or so.
I still see them around.
They're still around. They're not as popular as they were.
Huh.
But in any case, you can compare the ones in Portugal to the ones here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
You can get yourself a Portuguese egg tart, puxadanta, as you say in Chinese. And in Portuguese, it is called pastel de nata. I don't really know what nata means in Portuguese, but in any case, it's their favorite snack there, and it is better known as a Portuguese egg tart, like I just said.
Now, the dessert was created by monks at that monastery we were talking about just previously, Geronimo's Monastery. They probably had a lot of time between prayers just to work in the kitchen and come up with new recipes. This is something they created. Back then, it says monks used egg whites to make detergent for washing clothes. If you want to wash your clothes, guys, we call it detergent, laundry detergent. Laundry soap is okay, too. Two popular brands just off the top of my head would be Tide and Bold. I use a particular detergent here that is made in Taiwan. It's a liquid. It's in liquid form, but can also be in powder form. But they would use egg whites. That's the white part that surrounds the yolk of an egg, which is the middle part, and pure yellow. But they would use that to make detergent. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because I was told to use egg whites to try to fix a ball that had deflated. It didn't really work, but that's another story.
Huh.
But back then, of course, they used egg whites to make detergent for washing clothes. They would then use the leftover egg yolks, that's the yellow part, to bake pastries, which is how this sweet treat came about. A pastry, of course, is something you buy in a bakery, a roll, a donut, or whatever, and it's left over, which means it's the remaining part that you usually don't want. If you have a big meal and you can't finish it all, you could save the food in the refrigerator and have leftovers the next day. And this, of course, is the origin of this sweet treat. It's how it came about. To come about means that's how it happened or how it existed in the beginning.
Yeah, and like Tom said, if you do use that word leftovers to talk about food that's left after a meal, always put an S on that, guys. Oh, do we have to eat leftovers again? Actually, leftovers can be quite tasty, though, sometimes. Mm. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们要来看的呢是这一座500年历史的修道院。在第二段后面的句子提到 This 500-year-old monastery was once filled with monks whose main job was to pray that their king lived a long life. 在这里的 monastery 指的呢就是修道院，它有500年的历史，它一度呢是 filled with monks， 里面呢有很多的僧侣。Whose main job， 他们的主要的工作呢就是去祈祷 pray， 祈祷什么呢？祈祷呢 their king lived a long life， 是要祈祷他们的国王能够长命百岁。而第二段的最后一句提到 recently is being selected as a UNESCO World Heritage site as it embodies late Gothic architecture in Portugal。看到 recently 呢，我们就要想到它的动词时态要用到现在完成式。最近呢，它就被选为是 UNESCO World Heritage Site。UNESCO 指的就是联合国教科文组织， A heritage 也就是一种传统或是遗留物。举例来说， We must take care to preserve our national heritage， 也就是我们必须要注意并且来保护自己的民族遗产。这地方因为它体现了晚期哥德式的建筑 Gothic architecture， 所以就被命为是世界文化的遗址。接着我们来看到第三段的第二个句子，还有什么好吃的呢？在这里提到 You should sample Portugal's favorite snack Pastel de Nata which is better known as a Portuguese egg tart。 大家提到葡萄牙就会想到呢这个蛋挞，没错。那么在这里我们用了动词 sample， 也就是有去品尝体验的意思。譬如说 to sample red wine， 去品尝一下红酒。而今天要品尝的呢是葡式蛋挞，一般呢是 better known as， 比较为人所知的身份是A Portuguese egg tart。 我们讲到的 egg tart 就是大家耳熟能详的蛋挞。蛋挞呢其实是那时候僧侣先用蛋白来制作洗衣剂。我们来看一下文章的最后一句提到 They would then use the leftover egg yolks to bake pastries which is how this sweet treat came about。 然后用了蛋白剩下的蛋黄，所以我们说 the leftover egg yolks 来干嘛呢？来烘焙一些呢油酥的糕点。Which is 打逗号再加上 which 就是用来说明前面的句子的内容，这也就是呢这个甜点是怎么来的。这里的片语 come about 就解释成为产生发生的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody, but we've got more to talk about concerning Portugal, so please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.